See, somehow, now, this is possibly a good point, too, because to talk about, because very often when Krishnaji talked about the travel or the going into London or something like that, it was that level of thing that he seemed to me to be saying was difficult. Now, if I come back, now, if you're tired, it's as if that puts something into the atmosphere, mm. and being so sensitive and taking things That's in, right. he would then take that in.
Yes.
And so when he went to London or he went to the airport, I mean, all of the crudeness and insanity and violence and all of the human condition was just so intense, and that's what was hard on him physically.
Right.
I mean, and he said as much in many
for
cases.
Instance, he's not wanting to go into hospitals as part of that. Now, when I had this skin graft on my leg, it wasn't serious, but he said to me, you know that I can't come and see you in the hospital. And I said, of course I know I wouldn't. Who are you coming to see me in the hospital? Mm-hmm. Now, he knew I was in the hospital, but it wasn't so much me in the hospital.
No.
Because I wasn't endangered. I was just having a skin graft. But it's all the terrible things that are happening to people.
All around.
All around. It was the hospital, not me.
Now you see something, and I'm coming back to this, because somehow to continually deal with that awfulness, which Krishnaji did, as he traveled, as he spoke publicly, as he subjected himself to terrible atmospheres with different people, problems in Brockwood and all, God knows what. All of that seems to have taken a physiological toll. See, it's not like it created some kind of psychological stress where it made Krishnaji anxious, or it's not that.
No, he didn't.
It was actually a physical.
Set up worrying about
it was a physical assault.
Yes. And when he said to Dorothy or to the school, if you don't settle all this between you, I will close the door to the West Wing, that was a physical cutoff.
Yeah. I know. And it's also as if I could feel that kind of his, what he was saying is that somehow like his aura or his something around him, atmosphere around him, would then not go into the school.
Yes.
It would be stopped
at
that door, which to me was the most horrible thing that could possibly have.
And the when he would come to Brockwood when the troubles were going on, he would pick it up the minute he got here, and it was
And it had physiological consequences. You see, this is why I feel this is part of his fragile health.
Mm.
Is that all of this would physiologically attack him?
Yes.
Which is also. Mm. I mean, you and I talk about it, and I haven't even questioned it or talked, because it seems of course that's. But when you actually talk about it, it's rather strange.
Yes. It also...
It's rather strange for normal people, but it was absolutely... I don't know.
It's also ties in when he wanted
Krishnaji.
Students, when they crossed the cattle grid, to feel
something. They were to be instantly changed the moment they came across came through the gate.
Well, that would be for him a normal thing. You see what I mean?
Yes. Now this is, but this is also part of the thing where
picking up.
Is it not normal for all of us? But most of us are not conscious of it. Whereas Krishnaji was conscious of it.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and I rather suspect that all of us pick up these terrible things.
Yes.
You know, the atmospheres and all of us pick that up. But we are not conscious of it, whereas Krishnaji was.
Yes.
but still, I don't know, maybe it attacked him physically, not because he was conscious of it, because there's almost a sense like he wasn't really meant to be. And he was only just kind of,
How do you mean?
Well, like, all of these things during the different accounts of people during the process, when, you know, is Krishna going to come back? Watch out. He, you know, the bell tolled in Italy, in,
it nearly killed him.
It nearly killed him, and all kinds of things where, you know, his being here was just so,
it's an extraordinary, if you prepare, extreme of sensitivity, an extreme of protection from the results of that sensitivity.
And being subjected to extremes of awfulness.
Yes.
See, the whole thing, it's a very bizarre mixture. I mean, quite frankly, if I had grown up with my insensitivities, but physical strength, etc., etc., in an environment with Leadbeater and Arundale and Wedgwood, and then under in the clasp of Rajagopal and company, I think I would have been dead by the age of 12. I mean, really. I mean, it's just an awful existence.
It is. He's.
And somehow it's. See, so it's just very an extreme sensitivity, being brutalized terribly, having fragile health, only, I mean, as I say, practically not meant to be, or just barely meant to be, or, but you know, that, and yet surviving all these things, it's kind of, it's very strange.
It is.